Krishna Book Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 20, The Difference Between the Two Dhruvas. Aparamita Dhruvas, Tanuvrito Yadi Sarva Gatas, Tarhina Shashyateti Niyamo Dhruva Ne Tarata, Ajini Chayanmayam Tad Avimuchya Niyantri Bhavet. Samam anujanatam yad amatang mata dushkataya. The personified Vedas continue to pray, Our dear Lord Krishna, from all Vedic information, it is understood that you are the supreme controller and all living entities are controlled. Both Lord Krishna and the living entities are called nitya, eternal. And so they are qualitatively one. Yet the singular Nitya, or the Supreme Lord, is the controller, whereas the plural Nityas are controlled. The individual controlled living entity resides within the body, and the Supreme Controller as Supersoul is also present there, but the Supersoul is controlling the individual soul. That is the verdict of the Vedas. If the individual soul were not controlled by the Supersoul, then how could one explain the Vedic version that a living entity transmigrates from one body to another, enjoying and suffering the effects of one's past deeds? Sometimes one is promoted to a higher standard of life, and sometimes one is degraded to a lower standard of life. Thus the conditioned souls are not only under the control of the Supreme Lord, but they are also conditioned by the control of material nature. This relationship of the living entities to the Supreme Lord as the controlled and the controller definitely proves that although the Supersoul is all-pervasive, individual living entities are never all-pervasive. For if the individual souls were all-pervasive, then there would be no question of their being controlled. The theory that the Supersoul and the individual soul are equal is therefore a polluted conclusion, and no sensible person accepts it. Rather, one should try to understand the distinctions between the Supreme Eternal and the subordinate Eternals. The personified Vedas therefore concluded, O Lord, both you and the limited Dhruvas or living entities are eternal. The form of the unlimited Eternal is sometimes calculated as the universal form. And in the Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, the form of the limited eternal is vividly described. Keshagra Shatabhagasya Chatangsha Sadvishatmaka Jiva Sukshma Swarupo Yang Sankyatito Hichitkana Balagra Shatabhagasya Shatadha Kalpitasya Cha Bhago Jiva Savigyaya Iti chaha parashruti sukshmanam apyahang jiva. It is said therein that the original spiritual form of the living entity is 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. It is stated that spirit is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. The individual living entities, who are eternally part and parcel of God, are smaller than the smallest. With our material senses, we can perceive neither the Supreme, who is greater than the greatest, nor the individual soul, who is smaller than the smallest. We have to understand both the greatest and the smallest from the authoritative sources of Vedic literature. Vedic literature states that the Supersoul is sitting within the body of a living entity and is as big as a thumb. Therefore, the argument may be put forward. How can something the size of a thumb be accommodated within the heart of an ant? The answer is that this thumb measurement of the Supersoul is imagined in proportion to the body of the living entity. In all circumstances, therefore, the Supersoul and the individual living entity cannot be taken as one, although both of them enter within the material body of a living entity. The Supersoul living within the heart is therefore directing or controlling the individual living entity. Although both are dhruva or eternal, the living entity is always under the direction of the Supreme. It may be argued that because the living entities are born of the material nature, they are all equal and independent. But in the Vedic literature, however, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead impregnates material nature with the living entities, and then they come out. Therefore, the appearance of the individual living entity is not factually due to material nature alone, just as a child produced by a woman is not her independent production. A woman is first impregnated by a man, and then a child is produced. As such, the child produced by the woman is part and parcel of the man. Similarly, the living entities are apparently produced by material nature, but not independently, for it is due to the impregnation of material nature by the Supreme Father that the living entities are present. Therefore, the argument that the individual living entities are not part and parcel of the Supreme cannot stand. For example, the different parts and parcels of the body cannot be taken as equal to the whole. Rather, the whole body is the controller of the different limbs. Similarly, the parts and parcels of the Supreme Whole are always dependent and are always controlled by the source of the parts and parcels. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that the living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, Mamai Bangsho. No sane man, therefore, will accept the theory that the Supersoul and the individual soul are of the same category. They are equal in quality, but quantitatively, the Supersoul is always the Supreme, and the individual soul is always subordinate to the Supersoul. And that is the conclusion of the Vedas. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 20, the difference between the two dhruvas. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.